working on my bee instead of using my electric blanket. I got an electric blanket. They don't let you use my bee. Not that I've asked, but I want to use it. I put on the bee and then if somebody blew it out.
Yeah.
I say, well, it's me, if I ain't got such enough to know when I'm getting too hot, let me burn up.
Now, what would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay. And, let's see. And you might expect a big yield from a certain field because the soil's very wet.
Big what?
Now, talking about farms again.
Yeah.
You might expect a real big yield from a certain field because the soil's very wet.
Fertilizer wasn't good?
No, if you expect a good one, you'd say that soil's very...
A failure.
No, if it is good.
It is good.
Yes. Then you'd say the soil's what?
Good.
Okay. Or if you put fertilizer in it to make it more what?
Rich.
Okay. And, now what do you call this? Flat lowland along the stream. Overflow, it might overflow in the spring and then go back and you can plow it later.
Yes. I don't know what you call it, but I know it is ruining your crop.
Okay.
I ain't got no match.
Okay.
Hey, did you line it? Yeah, you see that.
And now what about a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass or clover and alfalfa for hay or something like that?
Maybe good for what?
It's just good for raising grass or something. It's a low-lying grassland.
I don't know what it would be good for weeds.
Uh-huh. Well, what would you call that type of field?
It's a woody field, weeds and all.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about like a meadow. Did you have many meadows around? Or did you call them that? Or?
Well, if they had one, they'd fence it all. They had dopes and things like that. But we never had nothing like that.
Okay.
They had calves and horses and
mules. Yeah, we're talking. I suppose there was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. You know, what would you call that? Where it's almost always a little water standing in it.
Well, it wouldn't be fitting to drain it. It's called a mosquito.
Uh-huh. Well, what kind of land would you say it is?
Low land.
Okay. Now, suppose it was a... area that just always had water in it. There wasn't even really much of a stream around it. Just the water built up.
What? Cooler water?
No, I'm talking about a real big area. Bigger than that.
Oh.
There might be just, you know, some trees growing up out of the water and everything.
Well, I'm calling it. I don't know what you'd call it. It'd be good for nothing.
Uh-huh. Well, there's the Okefenokee, you know what I'm talking about? That's that kind of land.
Yeah.
What do you call that type of land?
I don't know. I don't even know what to go and say to go make something out of it.
Uh-huh.
Made anything out of it yet.
Uh-huh.
See, I haven't been out of this type of
thing. Uh-huh. Well, would you call it a swamp or something like
that?
Yeah,
swamp. Something like that.
Okay. And what about the place along, I don't know, you're not really close to the sea, but along the sea where salt hay grows, what do you call that type?